casa che poi è l'isolamento.
So one of them already left Villa Vrindavan, and the second one, the other one, is isolating at the moment.
Da quello che diciamo, per la trasparenza, vi stiamo dicendo queste cose.
So we want to be transparent, so we tell you this.
E invitare tutti quanti, chi non vorrà più stare qua, lo capiamo, lo comprendiamo.
So if you don't wanna, you wanna be transparent, and if you don't wanna, you feel like you don't wanna stay here any longer, of course we understand.
E tutti gli altri vi chiediamo di essere tutti responsabili nel caso venissero fuori delle problematiche, di avvisare subito.
And we request everyone to be responsible, and if you see anything or if you experience any symptom, please let us know.
Fortunatamente questa ondata di contagi non sta lasciando delle conseguenze gravi, perlomeno generali, e spesso è una cosa molto leggera, molto blanda.
So fortunately this wave of coronavirus is not dangerous, it's not so heavy, and it's quite light and there's no much repercussion.
Ma vi preghiamo di stare attenti e di fare le vostre decisioni.
Please be careful and everybody feel free to make your own decision.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yes? Gopi Sundari. Daughter. Father and daughter.
Okay. Passo alla parte più bella, aspetta.
Ok, now I've got something much more pleasing for you.
Grazie a tutti di essere qua, in orario.
Thank you everybody for being here on time.
E grazie, so che ci sono alcuni devoti che stanno facendo molto servizio, che sono riusciti a liberarsi per questa sessione di workshop.
So I know there are many devotees who are doing a lot of service, but they managed to get free for this session.
So grazie anche a voi di essere qua.
Thank you.
E per quello che state facendo.
Thank you for your service and also thank you for being here.
Oggi abbiamo parlato di come entrare nello spazio sacro del nostro cuore.
So today we spoke about the way to enter this, that sacred space within our heart.
E oggi pomeriggio faremo una parte, lo vedremo nella pratica.
And this evening now we're going to experience that practically.
Quindi alcune informazioni sulle pratiche che abbiamo trovato, un paio di chiavi le lascerò lì su quel specie di avanzale.
So we found these keys, these are car keys, and reach out if they belong to you, otherwise we're going to leave them on this window seal,
yeah.
On the way out.
La cena questa sera sarà servita come sempre nel giardino alle 8, alla fine del workshop.
Dinner is served at 8 p.m. in the garden.
E vi prego, l'avete già fatto, però lo dico lo stesso, quando arrivate di mettere le scarpe nella scarpiera, così rimaniamo ordinati.
Okay, and you already know that, but if you come in, please be aware and leave your shoes in the shoe rack.
Questa sera sarà anche aperto il giardino, quindi se volete andare è aperto ed è qua sotto. Alle
7:30 però. Okay. At 7:30 Govinda opens, so if everybody wants to have dinner there, it's open from 7:30 onwards.
Grazie Maharaj per essere.
Thank you Maharaj for being.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I'm just yeah. Thank you, Gopi Sundari. Hari Bol. I must really say it was Gopi Sundari's kindness to invite me, and she did many, many arrangements for this tour and another visit.
stata Gopi Sundari a invitarmi e ha organizzato tutto lei di questa visita.
Maybe her little girl Sita is coaching her. So Hare Krishna, I am very happy for this is my favorite session. We have to give a lot of intelligence or concentration to our good translator. This is difficult to translate what you.
Dare molta intelligenza e attenzione vera al traduttore perché è una sessione molto difficile.
I wanted to sing a kirtan with you in the beginning. Request you to immediately apply what you have learned.
Vorrei cantare un kirtan con Prabhu. E vi chiederei di cercare di applicare tutto ciò di cui abbiamo discusso fino ad oggi.
One moment. This is modern. So, sit properly. And center yourself. Few deep breaths. And when you sing, whenever your mind goes somewhere, just bring it back to the holy name. And try to focus on the Lord.
Ah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, hey, Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sing together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Krishna,
Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada Radha Kanaya Lala Tirade Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Tirade Jaya Radha Braja Sundara Radha Braja Sundara Radhe My dear devotees, chanting Hare Krishna means to keep Krishna in the heart. That is how Prabhupada defines the chanting.
E cari devoti, cantare Hare Krishna significa tenere Krishna dentro il cuore. È così che Prabhupada ha definito cantare Hare Krishna.
When Prabhupada was asked how can we remember Krishna, he would say, chant the holy names and automatically Krishna will be there.
E una volta Prabhupada, quando gli chiesero come fare a cantare Hare Krishna, vedere Krishna, Prabhupada disse canta Hare Krishna e Krishna sarà lì.
Yes. So in this evening session I will tell you about Krishna.
Allora in questa sessione serale io vi parlerò di Krishna.
This will help you when you chant to feel more close to Krishna.
Questo vi aiuterà quando cantate a sentirvi più vicini a Krishna.
You must know in the morning in Vrindavan the atmosphere is very sad.
Dovete sapere che al mattino in Vrindavana l'atmosfera è molto triste.
Because Krishna will leave the village of Vrindavan and go to the forest in order to herd his cows.
Perché Krishna lascia il villaggio di Vrindavana per andare nelle foreste e pascolare le mucche.
Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj follow the procession of the cowherd boys and the cows who leave the village through the eastern gate.
E Nanda Maharaj e Madre Yashoda, i genitori di Krishna, seguono la processione di Krishna e le mucche che escono dal villaggio attraverso il cancello est.
And Mother Yashoda makes a few last arrangements on Krishna's dress.
E mentre ciò succede, la processione sta uscendo e Madre Yashoda fa gli ultimi arrangiamenti sull'altro vestito.
And she says, my dear boy, why did you have to take your birth in the family of cowherd boys, cowherders?
E dice Krishna, mio caro fanciullo, perché tu hai dovuto prendere la nascita, hai dovuto nascere una famiglia di pastori?
Because of this familia di pastori, you always need to leave us in the morning.
Perché? Perché la famiglia di pastori, il pastorello sempre ci lascia ogni mattina.
You could have been so many other things. Why a cowherd?
Saresti potuto nascere in qualsiasi altra famiglia, essere qualsiasi altra personalità. Perché proprio un pastorello?
Krishna is now a big boy. He doesn't like if his mother always puts his dress. You know,
Krishna,
Mother, it's all right. It is our dharma to take care of Mother Cow, and Mother Cow will give us so much support. But my little boy, you must be hungry. Take this bag with food with you.
Mio caro ragazzo, tu sarai affamato, ti prego, prendi questo cestino di cibo per il viaggio.
And Krishna looks at Balaram and his eyes go, you know,
Krishna
go
up. Suo fratello Balarama e ha una faccia vietata dal profumo.
No, mother, you may now comfortably go to the village and eat your breakfast.
Ok, mamma, adesso per favore torna a casa nel villaggio e mangia la colazione.
Finally, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj stop, and the big procession of cowherd boys move past them into the forest.
E allora alla fine Madre Yashoda e Nanda Maharaj decidono di ritornare a casa, e la processione esce dal villaggio della sua foresta.
And as soon as Krishna and the boys leave the protective aura of their parents, they go wild with pleasure.
Non appena i due ragazzi, Krishna e Balarama, con le mucche, lasciano questa aura di protezione dei genitori che sono tornati a casa, diventano selvaggi, iniziano
a
selvaggi.
They run around and they shout with joy.
E corrono intorno di qua e di là e urlano con gioia.
And Krishna takes his flute and begins to play flute and at the same time dances. From time to time, however, he looks back over his shoulder to see if the Brajavasis have really stopped following him.
A un certo punto comunque lui si guarda alle spalle per controllare che veramente gli abitanti di Vrindavan, i Brajavasi, non lo stiano più seguendo.
And when he sees, yes, I'm absolutely alone, he jumps forward like a little baby elephant and starts to walk very freely like the elephant goes. Yeah, have you seen an elephant? It goes always left, right, left, right. Have you seen? You have seen.
E quando si è assicurato che non ci siano più gli abitanti di Braccio che lo seguono, allora inizia a muoversi liberamente, fa un salto in avanti, inizia a dondolarsi così, in maniera proprio come fosse un piccolo elefante.
I'm not sure that I will be able to entertain the child. Ben. So the cowherd boys, when they see Krishna is so happy, they start to dance. They sing with very high voices Krishna's glories. And they laugh about everything. They stumble over each other. And they joke by imitating Krishna's activities. For instance, they imitate how Krishna peacefully stands before his mother like this, but at the same time with his eyes he looks restlessly towards the gopis.
Uno imita Krishna che sta dietro a Madre Yashoda, ma gli occhi si muovono in maniera irrequieta cercando le gopi.
And some other boys laugh. And then they go in between the trees and they imitate the gopis by making like this and very shyly looking left and right and laugh, laugh, laugh.
E tutti gli altri pastorelli ridono e si nascondono dietro gli alberi e imitano le gopi mettendosi le vesti così sulla testa.
Other cowherd boys are more acrobatic.
Tutti i pastorelli sono molto acrobatici.
They walk on their hands.
Sono così a camminare sulle loro mani.
And sometimes they imitate the cows by rolling on the ground like this.
E a volte imitano le mucche rotolandosi sulla terreno.
And some cowherd boys also know the art of moving the ears, like if you see Kirtan Madhava, you know, the Madhava with the sika, he can also do this for you. He can move his ear like this. Have you seen? He knows.
I pastorelli conoscono l'arte di mozza per muovere le orecchie, proprio come fa Madhava e Kirtania con la sika, che anche lui ha questa capacità di muovere le orecchie.
And some speak like Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. They speak verses. And then they argue, make different points in Krishna. The very wild cowherd boys, they take things from the forest and throw it onto each other.
Più selvaggi dei pastorelli prendono oggetti o cose dalla foresta e se li tirano uno nell'altro.
And the very circus-like cowherd boys, they take a stick, take it in the ground, and then jump on the stick and balance on the stick.
Alcuni che invece sono appassionati di circo hanno quel mood, imitano i circensi, piantano un bastone nel terreno, ci saltano sopra e stanno in equilibrio sul bastone.
But there are also other cowherd boys.
Ci sono anche altri tipi di pastorelli.
They, like Raktak and Patrak, they have taken special flutes from Krishna's flute cupboard in Nandagram.
Alcuni altri pastorelli invece hanno preso dei flauti di Krishna dall'apposito armadietto a casa di Nandagram.
Krishna has many different types of flutes.
Krishna ha molti diversi tipi di flauto.
And they are all in one shrunk, in one cupboard.
Sono conservati in una posa armadietto.
So these cowherd boys are so much in tune with Krishna's mind that they know what melodies Krishna will play that day, and they take the appropriate flutes from the flute cupboard.
Krishna lo conoscono così bene, conoscono la sua mente così bene che prevedono quali melodie Krishna vorrà cantare.
And others take a vessel which is made from a crystal and has a white cloth over it where there is the drinking water of Krishna. They walk very carefully after Krishna because they don't want that even a drop of the precious drinking water falls out.
Altri invece trasportano l'acqua di Krishna in un calice di cristallo e con un piccolo fazzoletto sopra e camminano molto attentamente nella foresta in modo che l'acqua non esca.
So they are all very joyful and speak to each other and laugh at each other and sing. And they throw fruits to each other and on each other. It's really, you cannot imagine a more joyful and also colorful procession than Krishna and the cowherd boys leaving Vrindavan village for the forest.
Non si può immaginare una processione più colorata e più gioiosa di questa dei pastorelli che lasciano il villaggio di Vrindavan per entrare nella foresta.
And sometimes Krishna, the cowherd boys, also appear to certain devotees. You can do it. In calm, and you must know this pastime is going on every day, even today. In Kamyavan, I have visited one place, it's the ashram of Jai Krishna Baba.
In Kameran, I visited questo posto, Jai Krishna Baba.
In old times, he had a little hut made from straw and some bamboo sticks. And he chanted from morning till noon and till evening and throughout the night. But there were many children in that area, and they sometimes would play before his hut and make a lot of noise. So he always locked the door very carefully that they wouldn't make mischief. One day, however, the children were so loud that he came out of his kutir and he shouted, "Peace, peace, peace! Make give an old man peace." Basta, basta, yes. I have peace to an old man. I know Italian, Siam Govinda. I have studied in school Latin, the Latin. Yes. I know when you drop things. So, but there were two boys who said, "No, we will not make peace. We are very thirsty. Give us first something to drink, then we will be silent." So we're like, "Oh." Okay, so he went inside and he got his little thing, you know, it's for drinking. It is like this, and then it has a nozzle, which comes out like this. Like, you know, neti. When you do neti there, it has a little thing, you know, and so he had this thing and he would go, "Look, look, 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 look," and it would come through the nozzle.
Okay. Allora entrò, questo bar entrò e prese questo contenitore, un contenitore appunto che tiene i liquidi e ha questa bocca giù, un beccuccio lungo da cui esce il liquido che contiene.
So one of the boys made like this, and Jai Krishnadas Baba was pouring water in his hand.
Uno di questi ragazzini mise la mano così e Jai Krishnadas Baba versò un po' d'acqua sul palmo.
But he noticed how the boy would always look at him.
Baba notò che questo ragazzino che aveva il palmo teso alzava lo sguardo e lo guardava.
And he also was pouring water, but he kept looking into the eyes of the boy.
E Baba, che stava versando l'acqua, anche lui guardava negli occhi questo ragazzino.
And all of a sudden he saw these eyes are very big of the boy.
E si accorse che gli occhi di questo ragazzino erano grandi.
The lips were very red.
E le labbra erano così rosse.
And he smiled so sweetly that his teeth were flashing light.
E sorrideva così dolcemente e i denti erano bianco immacolato.
There was a pearl swinging under the nose, which was a little red on top because it reflected the redness of the inside of the nostrils.
E c'era un gioiello. Una perla che rotolava dal naso e rifletteva all'interno della narice.
And golden earrings.
Golden orecchini dorati.
So the boy was looking like this, and he was going like, "Krishna!" And he fell on the ground.
Il ragazzo aveva la mano tesa, ne stava versando l'acqua, ma disse "Krishna!"
He saw the whole Krishna Lila, my dear devotees. Billions of white cows. Miliardi, yes, dust clouds. And the sound of sweet flute music, because all the coward boys go also, they all play all the time music. I have seen with my own eyes that pot, you know, with the noozle, it is worshipped in that ashram.
Conservato,
yes. It is a very blissful drinking instrument. And I've also seen these very old beads of Jai Krishna Baba. So just I wanted to tell you this because Krishna every day, even yesterday and even tomorrow, leaves the village of Vrindavan. And every day Mother Yashoda comes with him and makes the last arrangements on his dress. And every day Krishna protests with his sweet voice, "Oh Mother, you may take your breakfast now."
Basta.
And he goes to the forest. So during the day, my dear devotees, the people in the Vrindavan village are very, very absent-minded, because their mind is really not in between their ears. Their mind has followed Krishna along into the forest. And while they cook, while they feed the parrots with fresh grains, while they are washing clothes and making butter, or going on the fields, they sing one song. Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti. One old farmer speaks to his son, but instead of speaking about cows, he chants Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. And one mother speaks to her young girl and says, "You should not always look out of the window," but instead of saying, "Don't look for Krishna out of the window," she will say, "Govinda Damodara Madhaveti." The whole
invece di dire non guardate poi la finestra di Sagra di Krishna, dice loro questa canzone.
Everyone sings the song.
Tutti quanti avvindavano questa canzone.
Govinda Dhamo Radha Madhaveti Govinda Dhamo Radha Madhaveti. A tutti. Govinda Dhamo Radha. Govinda Dhamo Radha Madhaveti Govinda Dhamo Radha Madhaveti Govinda Dhamo Radha Madhaveti
Govinda Dhamo Radha Madhaveti Govinda Dhamo Radha Madhaveti.
Oh Govinda Dhamo Radha Madhaveti Govinda Dhamo Radha Madhaveti
Govinda Dhamo Radha Madhaveti Govinda Dhamo Radha Madhaveti.
This is Vrindavan. Everything is and everyone is totally focused on Krishna.
Questo è Vrindavan, tutto e tutti sono completamente con l'attenzione a Krishna.
In the afternoon, my dear devotees, the atmosphere in Vrindavan village changes completamente.
Nel pomeriggio, miei cari devoti, l'atmosfera di Vrindavan cambia completamente.
The first thing is that the Yamuna River, which flows near Vrindavan village, all of a sudden stops and goes upstream in the other direction.
La prima cosa da notare è che il fiume Yamuna che scorre all'improvviso si stoppa, si ferma e inizia a fluire al contrario, controcorrente.
And all the Brijbasis look in the same direction because that's the direction in which, through which Krishna left in the morning and through which he will return in the evening.
E tutti gli abitanti di Vrindavan guardano in quella direzione, la direzione del fiume, perché? Per quella direzione verso la quale Krishna è partito la mattina e dalla quale sta tornando.
The birds in the tree look in the same direction. Even the branches on the trees somehow they bend and look in the same direction. Then there is a big cloud of dust. Yeah. And some sound of flute comes from that cloud. But then a person says, no, 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 we made a mistake. It's not Krishna who comes with the cows and makes the dust. It's the wind.
Non è Krishna che arriva con le mucche che ha sollevato tutta questa polvere, è semplicemente il vento.
And the sound which we heard is not from flutes, but it's the wind who went into the reeds which stand on the banks of Yamuna River.
Il suono che abbiamo sentito non è il flauto di Krishna, semplicemente il vento che stava soffiando tra le erbe veniva il fiume Yamuna, faceva quel suono.
So the whole village of Vrindavan is ready for Krishna, anticipates Krishna to come down, to come back to Vrindavan, and they interpret all science in nature as meaning Krishna's definitely going to come very soon.
E quindi tutti gli abitanti di Vrindavan stanno aspettando impazientemente il ritorno di Krishna, interpretano tutti i segni della natura come simbolo, come certezza, come garanzia che Krishna sta tornando presto.
In the Bhagavatam, also the Krishna book, we find Akrura is on his way to Vrindavan, and he, you know, the deers are passing on one side of the chariot, and he immediately interprets, this means that Krishna, I will definitely meet Krishna today. That if the deers pass on the left side, this is a sure sign.
Vede vari segni, interpreta come per esempio i dani, vede i dani che passano, i cervi, e sul lato sinistro del carro dice questo significa sicuramente che oggi vedremo Krishna.
Yeah, we have this in this world also, that according to the mindset you interpret different things.
E anche noi diciamo che a seconda del tuo mindset, del tuo stato della mente, interpreti la realtà in un certo modo.
For instance, very people who are a little negative in their mind, when they see a cat moving from left to right, oh, they think, oh no, my grandmother will die in 1 hour.
Per esempio, anche noi facciamo così, no? Spesso alcune persone, per esempio, che sono molto negative, a volte vedono un gatto nero che passa da destra a sinistra per la strada, attraverso la strada, e dice, oh no, vedrai che mia nonna morirà.
But someone who is very positive, they will look up in the sky and see a cloud and says, this cloud has exactly the shape of a Madanga drum. This means our Shravana and Kirtana festival will be excellent.
Per esempio, una persona invece che è molto positiva può guardare in cielo e vedere una nuvola e trovare in quella nuvola la forma di Madanga e allora interpretarlo come segno. Il nostro Shravana and Kirtana sarà fantastico.
The scriptures talk about two dogs who heard about the temple of mirrors. There was this one negative dog who had very negative thoughts, always. He wanted to find the mirror, the temple of mirrors, and after 5 years, after 5 years he came into a palace. And he saw 1,000 dogs looking at him very dangerously.
Quando arrivò, vide che c'erano migliaia di cani che lo guardavano a lui molto aggressivi.
And he said, I will never go again into the temple of mirrors.
E allora questo cane si spaventò e disse, no, non voglio mai più tornare in questo.
But there was that other dog who was very positive in his heart.
Invece l'altro cane che era molto positivo nel suo cuore.
He also looked for the temple of 1,000 mirrors. And one day he entered a building and he saw 1,000 dogs just smiling at him and wagging their tails in great enthusiasm. This world is like this.
Questo mondo è così.
It's a temple of 1,000 mirrors.
Questo mondo è un tempio dei mille specchi.
And what you will see in the mirrors of the world will depend on your consciousness.
specchi in questo mondo dipende dal tuo stato di coscienza.
So the bridge passes, they saw Krishna everywhere.
Così gli abitanti di Vrindavana vedevano Krishna ovunque.
But Krishna is not yet there.
Krishna non è ancora tornato.
Krishna is in the forest.
Krishna è nella foresta.
And he looks lovingly at his cows. They have a very robust body. Because they really eat the best herbs. But most, the cause for their robust health is that they are always with Krishna.
Ma la vera ragione, la ragione principale della loro costituzione robusta è il fatto che sono in compagnia di Krishna.
And Krishna loves them so much that he looks over this ocean of cows and he starts to take his flute and smile and then plays the flute in such a way that the flute says the names of the cows.
Ma Krishna ne ama talmente tanto. Guardando su questa moltitudine, oceano di mucche, Krishna suona il flauto e dal flauto esce il nome delle mucche.
And the cows who were resting a moment before get up when they hear their voice, their name played by Krishna on his flute. Their ears go like, zoop, like this, like satellite ears. And they come towards Krishna.
Le mucche, anche quelle che si stavano riposando, quando sentono che il flauto di Krishna chiama il loro nome, si destano, l'orecchio si, come se fosse un satellite, l'orecchio si desta.
Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, there's however one cow whose name is not called by Krishna.
Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur però menziona che c'è una mucca il cui nome non è suonato.
So this one cow hides. And it has the mind, only when Krishna calls my name through the flute, then I come and then I return to Vrindavan. Otherwise, I hide here behind the bush. Krishna, of course, knows what is going on in his cow. The cow wants a little attention. And so he bloop, he plays the flute, the name of that cow, Hansi, and the Hansi comes forward.
And allora Krishna suona il flauto che mette il suono del nome di questa mucca si chiama Hansi.
And Krishna scratches the neck of all his cows.
E allora Krishna gratta.
My dear devotees, you do not, it's incomprehensible for us to understand how much Krishna loves his cows.
Cari devoti, per me non è comprensibile descrivere quanto Krishna ami le sue mucche.
Jiva Goswami describes when Krishna finally, after doing his, Paritranaya Salunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam activities, when he has completed destroying the demonic elements, then he goes over the Yamuna, where Mathura is, and enters Vrindavan.
Jiva Goswami racconta che Krishna, una volta che ha fatto la sua missione, Paritranaya Salunam, cioè ha orientato i demoni e protetto i devoti, lascia Mathura e entra in Vrindavan.
And when he has crossed the Yamuna, he blows into his conch shell.
E quando ha attraversato la Yamuna, lui soffia e fa suonare la conchiglia.
And all the Brijbasis hear it.
E tutti gli abitanti di Vrindavan sentono.
Nanda Maharaj hears it.
Nanda Maharaj sente.
Yashoda and the elderly gopis hear it. The cowherd boys hear it. And the cows hear it. and they all know Krishna is back. So they run towards towards the Yamuna, from where the sound of Krishna's conchal has come. And as they run, a phenomena happens. They cry so ecstatic that their tears fall on the dried up plants of the Vrindavan forest. And all these plants who have suffered in Krishna's absence get the tears and blossom.
E tutte queste piante che erano morte, hanno sofferto a causa dell'assenza di Krishna, con le lacrime dei devoti tornano immediatamente in vita.
And the cows are the fastest. They run really. When Krishna sees his cows, do you know what he does?
E sapete cosa fa Krishna quando vede le mucche correre incontro?
He cries in ecstasy, "My cows!"
Krishna piange dall'estasi e dice, "My cows, le mie mucche."
And he pays his obeisances in the dust of Braj, which has been touched by the hoofs of the cows, and rubs the dust everywhere.
E lui fa i suoi omaggi tenendosi per terra, raccoglie la polvere di Vrindavan e se la spalma sulla testa. E perché? Perché la polvere che è stata calpestata dalle sue mucche.
So this is how much he loves the cows.
Questo è quanto Krishna adora, ama le sue mucche.
So he calls them now with his flute.
Adesso quindi le chiama col suo flauto.
He counts them.
Le conta.
He has a special cow counting japa mala. It's made with rubies and other jewels. And he counts the groups of cows until he knows he has not forgotten one single cow. That is Krishna. He doesn't forget anyone. Not even you. Yes, and he is wanting more than you that you return back to him. So tomorrow, at the same time, we will hear what happens when Krishna goes with his cows to the village of Vrindavan and the Brijbasis see him. It's really very phenomenal. We will now chant for another half an hour or so. Yes, Siam Govinda, half an hour chanting. This is a very important chanting session. Because it's different from any other chanting you have done so far. Chanting the holy name means to keep Krishna in the heart. So you sing now to Krishna. And be open. Maybe you remember something you have heard today or at other times. The idea is to chant being mindful of Krishna. You know, when a child calls out for the mother but doesn't really think of the mother but of its game, it's playing games, the mother will not come.
Sapete che a volte il bambino chiama la mamma, ma in realtà sta giocando, non interessa, e allora la mamma lo sa e non va dal bambino.
But if the bambino, the child chants or no, calls the mother in such a way that she really means the mother will come.
Ma se il bambino chiama che davvero ha bisogno, davvero sta chiamando per sul serio, allora la madre capisce e va.
Hey, Zabana, Zabana. Shyama Sundara Kanaya Lala Giri Baradhari Nanda Rula Shyama Sundara Kanaya Lala Giri Baradhari Nanda Dula
Thank you.
Thank you. Prabhupadinadaya. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Gaur Krishna, for this nice conclusion. My dear devotees, before Parabhakti Prabhu will address us, let me just say two words. This is very important. You know, chanting is not just about controlling the mind or purifying the consciousness and all these things. Primarily, chanting is something by which we worship Krishna. Do you agree? It's about a relationship. Relationship divino, no? A divine relationship. So, yes, we have to learn all about these techniques to absorb ourselves more. But ultimately, you know, when we feel more attraction to Krishna, then the chanting is flying high. Then it's really good. Oh, sorry, I forgot you.
Analisi Kirtan significa stabilire una relazione con Krishna. E voi siete d'accordo con questo?
Yes. Good. So therefore, let us hear also about Krishna.
Quindi ascoltiamo le parole di Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada makes it very clear. He says, hearing Krishna Katha is compulsory.
Prabhupada è molto chiaro a questo proposito. Ascoltare Krishna Katha è obbligatorio.
Yeah, obbligatorio. You cannot avoid it.
Non puoi farne meno.
You absolutely need it to be mindful of Krishna.
Abbiamo bisogno se vogliamo essere coscienti di Krishna.
I'm trying to find his exact words here for you.
Sto cercando di trovare questo verso esatto per voi. Un momento.
Do you know this phenomena? You look for something, and it seems when you look for it, you just don't find it.
Avete conosciuto questo fenomeno quando cerchi qualcosa urgentemente?
But when you stop looking for it, you find it. But it's so good, you must hear this. Om Hanumate Namaha, Om Hanumate Namaha, Om Hanumate Namaha. Yes! It is compulsory. You cannot avoid Krishna Katha. If you avoid Krishna Katha, then you are putting yourself in the dangerous cycle of birth and death.
Se tu non fai Krishna Katha, eviti Krishna Katha, allora ti metti te stesso nel ciclo di nascita e morte.
It is imperative.
Imperativo.
Everyone should become Krishna conscious.
Tutti devono diventare coscienti di Krishna.
If he does not become, then he's risking his life.
Se uno non diventa Krishna conscious, coscienti di Krishna, allora rischia la sua vita.
So, yeah. So, this is very important. On another note, congratulations, you made your first full day in the Japa retreat. Now you can eat and talk and jump around if you still have energy.
Adesso potete parlare, andare a mangiare, chiacchierare, saltare, fare tutto quello che volete se ancora avete energia.
And my desire is that you give one gelato to Shyam Govinda. Big portion. Holy name portion. So, fine. So we see you tomorrow. Well, Parabhakti Prabhu will give us a direction for tomorrow. Latest.
Allora, prima di dirvi qualcosa sul programma di domani, sentendo Maharaj mi ha di condividere con voi una cosa.
E prima di fare qualche annuncio sul programma di domani, sento.
gelato.
So, just hearing Maharaj, speaking, something came to my mind. So, before I make the announcements for tomorrow, I just want to share with you this.
Una settimana fa c'è stata l'inaugurazione presso un importante ospedale di Firenze di una sala dedicata a una persona molto importante che è deceduta l'anno scorso di una sanità.
Last week in a very one of the most important hospitals in Florence, a new area was opened and dedicated to an important doctor.
Un'importante persona passa vorrei già spogliarsi con. E questo era un mio caro amico e sono stato invitato a questa cerimonia.
So this person who passed away, he was actually a dear friend of mine, and so I was invited to this ceremony at the hospital.
E c'erano politici, persone molto importanti che hanno parlato col cuore ringraziando perché era una bella persona.
There were politicians and different important people from Florence. And they all spoke and glorified this person who passed away.
E allora a un certo punto una famiglia mi ha chiesto anche a me di dire qualcosa.
So at some point the family, they asked me to speak something.
E io ho detto io posso solo condividere con voi quello che discutevo sempre con lui.
And I said, well, what I can share with you is what I used to share with him.
E noi parlavamo che c'è una migliore competenza oggigiorno per aggiustare il corpo fisico.
And what we spoke was that these days we have so much technology to fix the body, the external body.
C'è un pochettino più di competenza per aggiustare la mente.
There's a little more competence to fix the mind.
Ma non ci sono sufficienti dottori per prendersi cura dell'anima.
But there's no sufficient doctors that can take care of the soul.
E lui mi invitava a parlare a convegni importanti e dire queste cose.
And this person passed away, he used to invite me to different conferences to speak about this, the Bhakti.
E allora io dicevo che ci deve essere un buon dottore e ci devono essere dei pazienti che vogliono morire.
So I used to say that we need good doctors but also good patients that want to take the medicine.
Allora questa sembra essere la clinica perfetta.
So this environment now seems to be the perfect clinic.
Abbiamo un super dottore.
Because we have a super doctor.
E tanti pazienti desiderosi di guarire.
And so many patients who have the desire to heal.
Allora, oggi c'è stato il primo giorno di cura intensiva.
So today was the first day of intensive care.
E domani continua di nuovo alle 6 di mattina nel tempio.
Tomorrow we have the second day of intensive care.
E inizierà alle 6 del mattino.
So we start at 6 in the morning.
E poi di nuovo ancora la lezione.
And then again the class at 8.
E poi un piccolo break e alle 11 di nuovo insieme per ascoltare e prendere la cura dal dottore.
Then after class at 10 to 8, and we have breakfast and then class again after breakfast at 11.
Okay. E così il programma come oggi. Grazie a tutti, adesso c'è un'altra parte della cura che è molto importante anche, che è il passare.
Now there is one of the most important parts of our intensive care session, which is Prashadam.
E gelato, gelato. Hare Krishna. Haribo, so. Yes, it is intensive cure, no? But it's necessary. Necessary. Tomorrow will be very easy.
Gelato,
gelato. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.